The words I share with you today stem from the theme, What Hope Means to Us. The seeds of hope have been planted throughout time within the hearts and minds of Unitarian Universalists. With a Unitarian named Mary White Ovington, that seed was germinated over a century ago. Mary White Ovington was born in 1865 in Brooklyn, New York, where she also grew up. She was one of four children raised in a socially and politically progressive household. Many members of her family had been active in the abolitionist and women's rights movements, and they attended services at a local Unitarian church. In the mid-1890s, Ovington helped the poor at what became known as the Greenpoint Settlement, where she provided shelter and services to those in need. In addition to her social work, Ovington soon took on another challenge when, as an active member of the Social Reform Club, which, my footnote, I would like to imagine was the early incarnation of today's social justice and environmental club, Mary heard a speech by Black educator and orator Booker T. Washington. Born into slavery, Booker T. Washington was freed after the Civil War and rose up to become one of the foremost African-American leaders of his time. He founded the Tuskegee Institute to promote the economic progress of his race and where eventually those windflyers were trained. African-American men who would pilot the skies during World War II. Mary White Ovington heard Mr. Washington passionately declare, "In all things that are purely social, we can be as separate as the fingers, yet one as the hand in all things essential to mutual progress." Further, Mary's life was profoundly changed when a man by the name of William English Walling wrote in 1908 about a racial attack in Springfield, Illinois, on the town's African-American residents. The riot left seven people dead and destroyed dozens of homes and businesses. In his article, Walling asked for people to unite in support of African Americans. Ovington contacted Walling, and they would later form, with Dr. Henry Moskowitz, a new organization called the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, now known as the NAACP. Moved to devote her life's work to racial equality, Miss Ovington studied the lives of African Americans living in New York at the turn of the century. Her diligent research would result in the publication of a book she authored in 1911 titled Half a Man, The Status of the Negro in New York. A lifelong civil rights activist, Mary White Ovington wrote on the subject of hope, "If we deny full expression to a race, if we restrict its education, stifle its intellectual and aesthetic impulses, we make it impossible to fairly gauge its ability. These are difficult days, but there is always hope." I now fast forward a century to another pioneering Unitarian Universalist, Sir Timothy John Berners-Lee, aka Tim BL. If you don't know who I'm talking about, permit me to enlighten you. Tim Berners-Lee is an English computer scientist, and among his many creations is a little something known as the World Wide Web. In 1989, he implemented the first successful communication between a hypertext transfer protocol, HTTP, client and server via the internet. Now, if your head is glazed over trying to process this, trust me, he created an amazing communication network that Vice President Al Gore would later coin as the information superhighway. Sir Timothy John Berners-Lee has been knighted by Queen Elizabeth, named by Time magazine as one of the 100 most important people of the 20th century, and was honored at the opening ceremony of the 2012 Summer Olympics as the inventor of the World Wide Web. Appearing in person at the ceremony in London, Sir Timothy tweeted, "This is for everyone," which was instantly spelled out in LCD lights attached to the chairs of the 80,000 people in London's Olympic Stadium. While raised as an Anglican, Tim Biel rejected this religion as a teenager. It was only later in life, after he became a parent, that he joined a Unitarian Universalist congregation with the desire to teach spirituality to his children. He is today an active UU member. In 2009, Sir Timothy John Berners-Lee launched the World Wide Web Foundation so he may, and in his words, advance the web to empower humanity by launching transformation programs that build local capacity to leverage the web as a medium for positive change. And what does Sir Timothy, a Unitarian Universalist and creator of the World Wide Web, have to say on the concept of hope? Well, interestingly, what he has to say combines the two things. One other thing that comes to mind as common between the internet folks and the UUs: UUism is full of hope, and the fact that the web happens is an example of a dream coming true and an encouragement to all who hope. I'm now going to rewind back 17 years to speak today about the third and last Unitarian Universalist of today's sharing and how his life and faith was intimately entwined around the theme of hope. In 1995, actor Christopher Reeve, best known for his portrayal of the DC superhero Superman, was participating in an equestrian riding event. The 6'4 actor was considered an able rider as well as a proponent of equestrian safety. Reeve and his thoroughbred had been approaching the third of 18 jumps, a triple bar about 3.5 feet high, when the horse apparently could not find the right spot to make the jump and stopped abruptly, pitching the 42-year-old Reeve headfirst to the ground. The weight of the actor's 230-pound body shattered his top two vertebrae and severely damaged his spinal cord. Reeve was wearing a crash helmet and a protective vest at the time, and while a helmet may protect the cranium, it leaves the neck, that small area that connects the spinal cord to the skull, exposed. Upon waking in a hospital bed, Reeve was informed he was paralyzed from the neck down. Believing that not only he would never walk again, but that he might never move a single body part again, Reeve considered suicide. He mouthed to his wife, Dana, "Maybe we should let me go." To which she replied, "I want you to know that I'll be with you for the long haul, no matter what. You're still you, and I love you." Reeve never considered euthanasia as an option again. Confined to a wheelchair and unable to breathe without assisted ventilation for the rest of his life, Christopher Reeve would later author a best-selling novel of his accident and recovery, aptly titled Still Me, using the words his wife had said to him in the hospital, "You're still you," but also what was now the condition of his paralyzed form. His memoir, Still Me, was a bestseller, authored with a mind that was creative as ever, a vivid sense of humor, and a spirit enhanced by the ordeal that became his life. Born into a Presbyterian family, Reeve was not an active churchgoer during most of his adult life. It wasn't until after his traumatic horseback riding accident that the actor gained a heightened sense of need for a spiritual dimension to his life. rejoined the Unitarian Universalist Church, and when questioned why he became a UU member, he answered with this: "It gives me a moral compass. I often refer to Abe Lincoln, who said, 'When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. And that is my religion.' I think we all have a little voice inside of us that will guide us. It may be God, I don't know. But I think that if we shut out all the noise and clutter from our lives and listen to that voice, it will tell us the right thing to do." He went on to explain, "I think that while I don't believe in God per se, I believe in spirituality. And I believe that spirituality actually is automatically within ourselves. But we just have to learn how to access it. And what that is realizing there is a higher power. There is more than just us. There is an inner strength. There is something that comes from, I don't know where exactly it comes from. It's really is the best that humans can be. And perhaps what that is, perhaps what that really is love." Moved to action, Christopher Reeve would lobby on behalf of people with spinal cord injuries and for human embryonic stem cell research, co-founding the Reeve Irvine Research Center, which is now one of the leading spinal cord research centers in the world. Of Christopher Reeve, UC Irvine said, "In the years following his injury, Christopher did more to promote research on spinal cord injury and other neurological disorders than any other person before or since. His research took him to Israel, where he was impressed by the country's progressive environment of socialized medicine, where doctors and patients do not have the problem of reaping profit or trying to get insurance companies to pay for treatment." Reeve commented, "They work very well together. They share their knowledge. This is a country of 6 million people, and everyone works together tremendously. The people of the country benefit from that." The actor would go on to create the Christopher Reeve Foundation to expedite research through funding and to use grants to improve the quality of the lives of people with disabilities. The foundation to date has given more than $65 million for research. 6 years after his accident, Christopher Reeve's son, Matthew, made a documentary on his father titled Hope in Motion. When asked the question, "How do you stay motivated?" his dad responded slowly, thoughtfully, while taking breaths from the inner tube that enabled his breathing and kept him alive. "Keeping really busy is crucial, because if I don't, there are those moments when I ask, how did this happen? How can this be my life? You can spend your whole life, whether you're disabled or not, going, should have, could have, would have. And that's a dead end. So then I try and pull it together and think, what do I have to do today? What do I have to do tomorrow? The only way to deal with that is to look forward." Christopher Reeve demonstrated what a real life hero is, a person who listened to the voice inside them and acted when the voice told him the right thing to do. His strength, determination, and compassion inspired the world. And what did Christopher Reeve, the former Man of Steel, activist, writer, and Unitarian Universalists have to say on the idea of hope? Simply, once you choose hope, anything's possible. These three individuals, whether born into the spiritual faith of Unitarian Universalism or finding it later in life, demonstrate the need to help others whose human rights are denied, to shine a light on the disabled, and to empower humanity with the means to connect with one another. I was initially going to end my talk here, but there was one more voice I wanted to add, and though this person is not of the Unitarian Universalist faith that I know of, I believe his heart and his ideas live within our seven principles. I miss his voice, his rationality, his conviction in today's times. And thus I conclude with the words of the man who authored The Audacity of Hope, President Barack Obama. Hope is what led a band of colonists to rise up against an empire, what led the greatest of generations to free a continent and heal a nation, what led young women and young men to sit at lunch counters and brave fire hoses and march through Selma and Montgomery for freedom's cause. Hope is what led me here today with a father from Kenya, a mother from Kansas, and a story that could only happen in the United States of America. Hope is the bedrock of this nation, the belief that our destiny will not be written for us, but by us, by all those men and women who are not content to settle for the world as it is, who have courage to remake the world as it should be. Thank you.